Hi, I'm Hugh. I'm from Frigid Energy, and I'm here today to talk to you about fridges. All of you have them, and most of you will be paying electricity bills for them. And reports show that fridges are the second most power-consuming devices in the household after heating. And our brief was to try and find ways that we could reduce this, either by changing the ways that people use their fridges, or maybe getting new fridges that would replace the old ones that they had, proving efficiency. And you ask, why would you want to do that? Well, what happens if I could tell you that you could be saving money in the long run by buying a new, more efficient fridge? Our solution was a software solution that consists of a back-end that pulls in power data from this fridge and analyzes it in a number of different ways and produces this front-end UI that shows you in a human-readable way the ways that you can change your behavior. Or here, it shows you how much money you could be saving by buying a new fridge over a certain number of years. We wanted to have a think about what sort of analysis we were doing. And we chose to look at three different things. We looked at the fridge door use, so whether it was being opened or shut quickly, or maybe being opened and left open for too long. We looked at the compressor use, so if it was going on a lot, and maybe it implies the insulation of the fridge is getting old, so the seal's broken. And the most important thing we looked at was the energy consumption of the fridge. And this is really good, because this allows us to give an impression of efficiency. And once you've got efficiency, you can compare different fridges with each other, the different brands. You've got A++++, which is a really good fridge, and GE is a really awful fridge. And we decided to use the EU measure of efficiency, which is now compulsory on all new devices. So this allows us to give a coherent view to the user of our product as to how their fridge is performing. So this shows you how efficient your fridge is when you buy it. You might look at our device, read it, says it's got much worse over the years, you might consider buying a new one, which will actually save you money in the long run. Now, all of this data was quite expensive to compute, quite a lot of analysis, so we had to think about our design choices. We chose to use Django, which is a model view controller framework, which allows us to separate our data into the model. The controller would do analysis, and our view would show this analysis to the end user. So it gave us a clear abstraction. And we uploaded all of this to a distributed solution, which is Google App Engine. Now, Google App Engine allows you to have linear performance scaling as you have more and more users. So when we're trying to market this to a larger group of people, maybe, you know, countries, this would actually scale in a linear time, which is really important. We wanted to have a look at how we could display this data in a way that would be relevant to users. And Tim Scammell gave some good advice on how we could look at markets, different markets. And we had a look at some market analysis. And we came up with three different target markets. We've got household domestic users. We've got industrial users, so like colleges who have lots and lots of these units. And also manufacturers of fridges. Now, this is really important because if you've got, if you're manufacturing a fridge and you have data that shows that it's reliably performing over a number of years, this is a great selling point. You can say, look, this is a really efficient fridge, and it's consistently so. We use the market analysis to do use case derivation of the UI. So here, this is targeted towards the industrial users. It shows you a number of different efficiencies of the fridge you've got and how they compare to the efficiencies of the fridge when you first bought it. And also your best appliance, your worst appliance, if you've got a lot of them, might show you one that's performing badly and you should replace it. So this is all very great, but it wouldn't have been that useful if we didn't have a way of getting the power consumption data from the fridge into our database. So we also had a look at some hardware that did this. There are a number of different ways we could do this. You could have it embedded in your fridge here as a wireless device card, which would contact the database and import that information. You could also sell it as a plug. And this allows you to plug through your appliance through this device. And, I mean, the great thing about this is, coming back to the graph at the beginning, we've also got a lot of other appliances that are increasing in their power use, and things like air conditioning, cooking, your cooker, for example, your washing machine or the cooling system for your server farm in your bedroom. All these things may start to wear and tear, and this product could be used across all of them. So at the end of it, we've got an adaptive solution that could be used again and again for different products. Thanks very much.